worship in the Bible. Just a mortal man, Father, but feel the power of God about us, Father. Feel faith in the people, Father, to operate, Father, your supernatural power, Father. Lord Jesus, we feel unprepared tonight, Father. We feel incapable and unworthy, and so we are, Father, Father. But Lord, by your Spirit, you've made a way, Father. By your anointing, you've given us a power, Father, that we can draw from, Father. That Lord, it would not be a man, Lord, that we would look to tonight, Father, for answers or for edification, Father, but that we can feed on the body word of the Lord Jesus Christ. And may it be a living word tonight, Father, anointed with your Spirit, Father, and may we be in your Spirit to receive it, Father.
Yes,
Lord, as the Bible spoke of your prophets, Father, in the Spirit, Lord Jesus, able to receive from you, Father.
Yes,
Lord, bring inspiration tonight, Father. Bring edification, Father. May we be in harmony with you tonight, Father, and hear from your word, Father. Lord, may every soul in this building surrender to you and to the plan that you have in your will for us tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless the saints. It's wonderful to be among you here tonight.
Amen.
In the presence of the Lord, and that's just some place that we'd rather be.
Amen.
If we could just go right to the word in Ephesians chapter 5. As far as I know, I won't keep you too long tonight. As we said, we feel unprepared, but sometimes, you know, you don't know what's on your heart, so you get it off your heart. We just want the Lord to be in control tonight. Certainly appreciate you all. Appreciate Brother Andrew and his invitation tonight. If you want to speak on a little thought tonight that's been on my heart, getting in the Spirit. We did a little Sunday school lesson with the youth from our church there Sunday on this. I was a church.
drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Amen. And we see the, let's just read the whole passage. I'll have you see it in the next slide. Speaking to yourselves, now be filled with the Spirit.
Amen.
All right. Yes. Now, what does it mean to be filled with the Spirit? What does it produce? What does it look like? Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Amen. May the Lord bless the reading of His word. You may be seated. Amen. Help us, Lord. Now, talking about being filled with the Spirit here, the Apostle Paul is getting into it, and we notice here right away in this passage, being filled with the Spirit, we notice the comparison here, or the parallel to being drunk with wine.
Amen.
Don't be in a natural state drunk
That's
with
right.
wine, but be filled with the Spirit. So there's a relationship here. There's something there's something about being drunk. There's something about being under an influence of a natural spirit, right? That ties into the spiritual, being filled with
That's
the Spirit.
Right.
Amen. Amen. And that's when we speak of the Christian life, we know that we want to be a spiritual people. And we know that we live in a world of many spirits.
Right.
And, there's a spirit on everything in this day, and it
right.
has a source, it has a certain anointing,
yeah.
and it has a certain influence
yes.
in our lives. A spirit is something that influences us, because
That's
we're
right.
a natural people, and we're influenced by the things that we contact in the natural, but we're just as much spiritual beings living
right.
in a spiritual realm, so we need a discernment, and we need we need to be able to navigate the spiritual world and understand the spiritual influence in our life, right? And so a Christian, every Christian ought to be convicted of an LUI, living under the influence of the Spirit. Amen.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. We should be LWI, living while intoxicated.
That's,
amen. That's the kind of people that we should be, because that's the example that we're given in the Scripture of the
Absolutely.
Early church and the power that they had and the order that they had that we aspire to in our day. Amen. And so you look in the Scripture, look in the book of Acts particularly, and there's 9 people in the book of Acts that I know of that the Scripture refers to as being full of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Isn't that a wonderful phrase and a wonderful, just a wonderful thing to think about to be? Not just under the influence of the Holy Ghost, not just having had an experience with the Holy Ghost, not just to be associated with the Holy Ghost, but to be full of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Full of the Holy Ghost. And what it did in their lives is it took a boy like Stephen and it gave him a boldness. And it gave him an authority to be able to speak to his elders and be able to speak to the religious establishment of his day and to be able to cry out against these things.
Amen.
And it gave him a boldness and it gave him a courage, right, that was beyond a human ability.
Oh,
amen.
Absolutely.
But it was the ability of the Spirit that he was under the influence of that he could look at those church leaders of his day and say, which of God's prophets have your fathers not killed? Amen. And so these men were able to do these great deeds by the Spirit that have carried down through the centuries to our day. And so it's important that we know in this day what it means to be full of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir, right.
And to live
Amen.
That way every day. Amen.
Yes.
And so there's something here for us to, don't take me wrong, but achieve in our lives.
Right.
There's something here for us to attain to.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
There's something more. Right, than just an association here or joining a church or there's something more than a lifestyle here,
That's right.
but there's a power, there's an influence,
yeah.
right? There's a divine leadership here that we want. All right, so the prophet starts to bring this out in the Church Age book, chapter 2, the Patmos Vision. Amen. Are you with me?
Amen.
I'm going to stop for a minute. Thank you, Jesus. All right, Revelations chapter 1 and 10. He's reading here. I'll just read it. It's just the one scripture. John. The Revelator says, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day.
Yes, sir.
Right. Amen. On the Lord's day. And heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet. And so the prophet brings this out and says, I was in the Spirit. Isn't that just beautiful?
I think it is.
Amen. He says, I love that. He says, you could just call those words, being
yes.
in the Spirit, the whole of the Christian life.
That's right.
Oh, wow.
yes. The whole of the Christian life. If
Absolutely.
We are going to live as Christians, we have to be in His Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. And there it is, because as we've said, there are many spirits in this day, and everywhere that we go, we're influenced by one spirit or another. Amen. But one of those, if one of those spirits gains a control, it gains an influence over us, over the Holy Spirit, right? Then we've been separated, right, from the rights, from the power, from the ability that we have through Jesus Christ. Amen. Because it's by His Spirit that we can achieve these things, attain these things. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Right? Amen. So we have to be in tune here. There has to be a connection here with His Spirit. Something that is not broken, amen, but it's something that's steady, it's something that's enduring, it's something we are living in. Amen. And so if we're going to live as Christians, He says, we have to be in His Spirit. John was not talking about being in his own spirit.
Right?
John wasn't in his own spirit to be able to do these things, but it says he was in His Spirit, right? Now he says John was not talking about being in his own spirit. This is what we point out to the young people, because that would not have brought these visions. That would not have brought the revelation, amen, that John brought to us. It would not have brought the vision, the eyesight. It would not have brought the receptiveness to John to be able to hear the word of God. Amen. It would not have brought these visions. It had to be the Spirit of God. And it has to be the Spirit of God with us too, or all of our efforts are in vain.
Absolutely.
Amen. Every human endeavor, every human effort is in vain, amen, if it's done in the spirit of man.
Yes.
If it's done in any spirit other than His Spirit.
Yes,
amen.
Yes.
Amen. It would not. It won't bring vision to the church. And where there is no vision, the people perish.
Yes,
amen. We have a need. We have a dependency on His Spirit for vision, for leadership,
amen,
and for an anointing, amen, that will allow us to overcome things in this life that we would never be able to overcome under our own strength.
Yeah.
Amen. So we are wholly relying on being in the Spirit.
Yes.
So I hope we've motivated this well tonight, this need that we have, amen, this dependency, this urgency that we have to remain in the Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. In the Spirit. We've got to be in the Spirit. Amen.
Yes,
so Paul says, I will pray in the Spirit. I will sing in the Spirit. I will live in the Spirit.
Yes.
Brother Branham says this, if there is anything good that will come to me, it has to be revealed by the Spirit.
Yes.
If there is any... Now, I love this here. Now, I'm an engineer. And so this is the way my mind works. And I love when the prophet will say these things and he'll set up a little a mechanic,
yes,
a principle, right? And just so you can figure out how something works, right? And you can see the workings of it and God's laws and God's mechanics and you see the potential to put them into motion, right?
Amen.
So look at this, what the prophet said. If there's anything good that will come to you, it has to be revealed by the Spirit, confirmed by the Word, and made manifest by the results that it bears. Right? Right? So we see this... He says, as surely as John needed to be in the Spirit to receive these tremendous revelations fresh from Jesus, we need to be in the Spirit to understand the revelations that God has given to us to live by in His Word, for it is the same Spirit. All right, so these three things, anything good that comes to us has to be first revealed by the Spirit, then confirmed by the Word, then it's made manifest by the results that it bears. And without those three steps, see, without getting those two first steps in the right order, we'll never get to the results, right?
Right.
We'll never produce the results without going through God's mechanic, amen, where it first must come by revelation by the Spirit, right?
Yes.
Everything that we receive of God, we receive it by the Spirit, by revelation, and then we can take the confirmation in His Word, amen, and it's only by the revelation of the Spirit that there's a power to quicken the Word, a dynamics to come on the mechanics, amen, to produce the right results. Amen. So we can't just be the type of Christians that have all the mechanics figured out, right? To know the Word and be taught the Word and be educated and be able to quote the quotes, amen, and repeat what the prophet said and what the Bible says and all those things without a Spirit, amen, to come on the Word, amen, to quicken it, to anoint it, amen, to put a power in it to bring it to pass. Amen. So we are wholly dependent. Amen. It doesn't matter how knowledgeable we get, how learned we become, how much experience, amen, that we can claim, amen, amen, but any Christian, regardless of age, regardless of gender, regardless of experience or intelligence, any Christian, amen, if they can come first under the influence of His Spirit, amen, and receive revelation of this Word, amen, in a spiritual way, amen, and not in an intellectual way,
amen,
then any Christian can produce the results. Amen. So just as John needed to be in the Spirit to receive revelation, we need to be in the Spirit to understand what God has given us to live by in His Word, in this day,
amen,
by the same Spirit. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen, because how many know that this word that we've received, it's the body word of Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
That's what we're talking about. See, this body, this letter, it's His body, right? It's all the organs and the mechanics and the workings and the physicality of His body, of His being, right? But see, without a life, amen, without a Spirit to come on that body and quicken it to a life, it'll always be a dead body. It'll always be a dead letter. Amen. And it doesn't matter how true it is or how good our understanding is or how good our pastor can teach it or how much we've listened to the prophet through the years without the Spirit of Jesus Christ, amen, to come on to the Word, body of Jesus Christ, it'll never produce the man Jesus Christ again living in our day.
Amen.
Amen. We must be under that same Spirit. Amen. And so Brother Branham brings examples here, and I'm going to read a lot of quotes tonight. I'm not going to apologize for it. All right? And so one example he brings is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And, you know, the Word says, if you repent, be baptized, you shall be filled with the Holy Ghost. Right? And he says, people can come and they can read over it and read over that and recite it and read it over and have it read to them over and over and over again. But until the Spirit comes first and anoints that, reveals that to a heart, it'll never produce a result.
Right.
You can't read yourself into the Holy Ghost. Right? You can't work it. I found out at a young age at Believers Youth Camp that you can't beat it out of a pew. No, you can't do it. But when it comes by revelation, then it's a free gift. Hallelujah. Amen. Then there can come a result. Amen. Because there's a revelation that comes by Spirit that brings an anointing on the Word to bring it to pass. Amen. Amen. So we got
to
get all our gears in a row here. All right, another example, and I love this one, about divine healing. He gives this example of divine healing, and he says, you know, the first thing you do, you know, when we get sick is we get all shook up, and we start flying to our mind, right? Flying to our mind about what we're supposed to do. We've been taught what to do, you know, get down up for it, have the elders come and lay hands on you, and anointed with oil, and we do all these things, and we jump right into those things, right, and just by reflex, you know, just by habit. And then we wonder sometimes why it doesn't bring a result. When the prophet said, if first you would get down and pray, and if you get in communication with God and ask Him to bring it by revelation of His Spirit first, then we could take the Word and the promises in this Word, and then we would see results, even if we had to wait a while. Even if you got to wait a while, it'll come. God will keep His Word, but it must come by the anointing of His Spirit. Because there's no power in this flesh, amen, in this nature, in this identity, or this human person to operate the power of this Word. Amen. But Christ, God is the master of His Word. Amen. He said, I'm the one who planted it. Amen. And it will not return void. Amen. Because it's under His power. Amen. Amen. So He says, oh, we need to get in the Spirit.
Amen.
And then things will be done. All right, here it is. Don't go through the acts first.
That's it. Exactly.
Now, that's what we're talking about.
Yes.
Jumping right into the acts.
Yes.
You know, because why? Because we're microwave Christians.
Yes.
We're vending machine Christians, right? And the first sign of trouble comes, the first sign of uncertainty or sign of doubt, first thing we do, jump right into the acts.
Right.
You know, because you know why? We're too educated. We're too well taught in this day. And instead of coming to something by a divine experience, we've been taught into everything and we have this false sense of security.
Right.
But we know how to handle ourselves in the spiritual realm, amen, when we're just as babes. Amen. Don't go through the acts first. Get in the Spirit and then go through the acts. Nothing wrong with the acts. Nothing wrong with having the elders lay hands on you, be anointed with oil. Nothing wrong with any of those things. But when we jump right into that, amen, through human will, through human inspiration, amen, it'll never produce the result. First, we have a first. Now, the prophet's teaching us here, right at the beginning of the church age, of the church age book. He's about to take this book and open up these wonderful revelations, this beautiful restoration of the pure Word, amen, through all these sermons. But the first thing that he's got to nail down is he's saying, don't jump into the acts first. Don't go through the acts first. chapter before this, that's why he says that there is nothing more vital to the Christian than revelation. We should pray and pray and pray for revelation above anything else.
That's right.
Amen. Because we are totally dependent, amen, on revelation, on inspiration, on leadership of the Holy Spirit.
Amen,
to be able to operate our Bill of Rights.
Amen.
Amen. We need the enforcer. Amen. So get in the Spirit, then go through the Acts and watch.
Amen.
Isn't that beautiful?
Amen.
Isn't that
Amen.
So simple?
Praise the Lord.
You know, because all we gotta, if we can, instead of worrying, yes. instead of working and fretting, you know, and Good. Going through all these things, if you get in the Spirit first, what does it bring? A rest.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. It brings it, because John here, now, oh my, let's just jump right in.
No,
Amen.
Great.
So John here, he says, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. And the very next thing the prophet picks up is about the Lord's day and starts talking about the Sabbath. Amen. And why is it so important that he goes right into it? Because he's got to explain that our Sabbath,
yes,
amen,
sir.
our Christian life, it's not just about Sunday and Wednesday and about keeping a day, but he said there, but he's bringing out that there has been provided for us a rest.
Yes.
Amen. A day of rest, and it's the Lord's day. Amen. Not any earthly day. And through his Spirit, we have access into a place,
yes.
into a day, into a place outside of time, yes. in the Lord's day. Amen. And then where we can press into that, and it'll bring a rest.
Yes.
Amen. Because we won't be worrying about how we're going to handle everything that comes our way.
Yes.
Amen. Because in him yes. is perfect rest.
Yes.
And he said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So why do you find Christians in this day so miserable?
That's
why
it.
Do we find Christians working so hard and
That's
so
it.
Worn out? Because they haven't entered into his rest.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible only, oh my, Paul only told us to fear one thing. He said, fear lest you fail to enter into rest.
Yes.
Amen. He didn't want us to be tossed to and fro.
Yes. Right.
Amen. And under the influence of these spirits of doubt in our day. Amen. Wondering, well, what if the message is wrong? What if Brother Branham was a fraud? What if, you know, what if this? What if that? Look at what they're saying on the internet. Look at that saying here. If you get in the Spirit first. My and have an experience, amen,
yeah.
with a being, with a person
yeah.
that goes beyond the man William Branham.
Yeah.
Amen. When it's beyond just your pastor and your parents and whoever raised you or brought you to this message, if you go beyond humanity, amen, and press into his Spirit.
Yes.
Amen. You'll see that, oh my, you'll see beyond a shadow of a doubt that it's nothing but our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
By this message. Amen. And it'll take away the doubt.
Yeah.
Amen. It'll take away the struggle and the turmoil. Amen. Because you're not looking at man anymore with their failure.
Right.
People falling away left and right, fulfilling scripture. You know, and all these criticisms they bring against message people. You know, they never really try to come against the doctrine, but they come against
That's
the people.
It.
You know, and say, oh, message people act like this, and this message pastor did this. And this, and this, and that, and this, and you know what? They're probably right. They're probably right, but what difference does it make? Because we have not gathered around a man or the ministry of a man or any human power, human thought, or human reasoning. Amen. But we are dependent today on the present Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. To anoint his word. Amen. Amen. And bring a full revealing, a full unveiling of himself in our day.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. It has absolutely nothing to do, amen, with the preachers and with the Christians and with our failures and with our mistakes. Amen. Because God is the master of the
world.
It will not return void.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. So that's the reason that many Christians don't have overcoming power. Because they're going through the acts without being in the Spirit.
Yes.
Right? And let's just talk about examples of that. You know, that's the mode of the church today. You know, that Christianity's been around so long, and even now the message has been around so long that it begins to form traditions.
Right.
And there becomes a little bit of a comfort in it.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's been around long enough to get a little bit established.
Right.
And it's been around long enough to draw a little bit of a crowd where we can kind of feel safe in the crowd, right? And so you have Christians that live this message or try to live this Bible through tradition. It's their lifestyle. It's the way they were raised, right? And that's a wonderful thing to be raised in the message. I was a message brat, right? but see, what good will it do you? Amen. What good will it do you? Amen. When the trial comes, right? When the doubts come, amen. Yeah. When the enemy comes, so subtle, amen, to make you question your identity, to make you question your standing, amen.
Right.
There's got to be an anchor there.
Right.
Amen. And so you have people that instead of coming against the enemy with something, with a real revelation, right? And you see people that just come against the enemy and say, you know, it's like the sons of Sheba tried to cast out the enemy in the name of Jesus whom Paul preached.
That's it.
Right? And that's the type of Christians, amen, that a church, amen, just a human church, it produces. You have people say, well, I'm coming against Satan in the name of Jesus whom William Branham preached. And I'm coming against Satan in the way that Brother Andrew told me to come against him. Uh-huh. And that's all, you know, just repeat, right? Just mimic. Amen. But that's not but that's not the way that we'll overcome it.
Amen.
Amen. That's not the way, because it comes by inspiration.
Amen.
Comes by, amen, being in His Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Amen. When God can drop, God can drop down a simple revelation to take His word. Amen. And all of a sudden you're not worried about whether it's going to work or whether it's not.
Right,
but then you know it comes of faith, and it's not just a human intellectual faith. But an anointed faith, amen, that you can take it and say, resist the enemy and he shall flee from you. And when by revelation, that becomes a weapon.
Right.
Amen. It becomes a weapon against the enemy. So we must have an anointed faith. Amen.
Right.
Our faith must be anointed by being in the Spirit.
Yes.
Right? You look at Moses, and it was so powerful how the prophet said that if when he came to the burning bush, his faith was anointed.
That's it.
Right.
That's
sir,
what he
man.
Said. Because you look at it, Moses was such a good little message believer. It raised up from birth, right?
Yeah.
And his mother would tell him all these things about who he was,
right?
About what the word promised for his day. Amen. God's going to do this great work. God's got a place for you, a ministry for you. Yeah, you're going to be the deliverer. Amen. This is what you've been called to do. It's what God promised. And Moses believed it with all his heart. Amen. Long enough. Amen. But it was an intellectual faith, and he held on to that intellectual faith long enough until he got the idea that he could take matters into his own hands and get ahead of God's program. Amen. So what did he do? He killed himself, an Egyptian. Amen. And him rising up to try to take, amen, to try to take possession of what God promised him,
right?
Yet under his own intellectual faith.
Yes.
Amen.
Right.
It produced death.
Right.
Amen. It produced failure.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So God had to take him into a wilderness. God had to lead him around for a little while and get him away from all the influences of Egypt. Right? Because what were these Egyptians telling? Oh my, what does the world tell us today about how great we are and how special we are? Amen. And how we, you know, and how we should listen to our own heart. Amen. And believe in what our flesh tells us about ourselves. Oh my. You know, the Bible says that the heart is deceitful above all things.
Yeah.
Who can know it?
That's
amen.
True.
Amen. This is what the world, the influences, the spirit that Moses was under is telling him, you're a king. Amen. You were raised to be a king. You're greater than all these people out here. Oh my. You're special.
Yeah.
Amen. You're a message believer. You're non-denominational. All it brought was an intellectual faith that brought a pride.
Right.
It lifted Moses up. It made him impatient.
Yes.
Right? And he got ahead of God's program.
Amen.
That's the definition of fanaticism.
Yes.
Amen. Because you look at the fanatical movements that have risen up around this message, around this word, and they're not just going out, most of them not just going out into left field and coming up with something and saying, well, this angel told me that, or somebody appeared to me and said this, but they're taking this Bible and they're taking these truths. Amen. And many of them took the truths of the message. Amen. But what they did was they got ahead of God's program.
Amen.
They tried to take matters into their own hands and produce something when Brother Aaron said, God didn't call us to produce fruit, He called us to bear fruit.
Amen.
Amen. And you only bear fruit by living, amen, by abiding in the right atmosphere.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. To where it's not anything that you're doing, but by the catalyst, by the influence, amen, by the anointing of the Holy Spirit, it's something that just automatically happens.
Hallelujah.
Oh my. We're so far off our note. Hallelujah. And so what is it? It's an intellectual faith that we have in this day around this message. My, such intellectual people, such great teachers, such eloquent, you know, great, oh my, all these great highfalutin things. You know, and those things aren't all, you know, that those things have their place.
Rise to the side.
Amen. But it's just there's a lack of spirit to operate.
Amen. That's
it. Amen. Amen. Going through the mechanics. Right? Going through the mechanics. Right? We have so many mechanics. We have such a good understanding. We're message engineers. We can look at the mechanics. And we can I'm preaching on myself now. We can look in there and see, oh my, the prophet laid it out, put all these cogs in place. And you know, isn't it beautiful? Look at these mechanics. You know, look at oh my drive shafts and cogs and pistons and oh, it's beautiful. Amen. But what good is it? Amen. Without a power to operate it,
amen,
and to bring a result.
Amen. Right.
Amen. Going through the mechanics without the dynamics and expecting results.
Yes.
And so no wonder people in our day have become discouraged, they become dismayed, and even come to doubt the message. Why? It's because we've produced such a church that's so intellectual,
yes,
amen, and so carnal,
amen,
amen, and so dependent on their own knowledge and their own and what they've been taught and what's been shown to them instead of what came by divine revelation, amen. And so when they try to get ahead of God's program, amen, instead of getting in the spirit first, they say, well, this is what the prophet taught, so this is the way it should work. Well, I prayed and I didn't get well. I'm still sick. Amen. So maybe Brother Brandon was a liar. Maybe God's a liar. No, you just didn't get in the spirit.
Amen.
Amen. We can't rely on our own acts and our own efforts. Amen. The prophet said that we're looking to produce another book of acts. Not our acts, but a book. Amen. It's his acts.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's read it in the Message Investments. Brother Brandon said the world is wanting to see Christ. They're wanting to see Christ. People are on the message wanting to see Christ. We all want to see Christ.
Amen.
Yes.
We want to see the supernatural. We want to see the third pole. We want to see, you know, we want to see growth. We want to see prosperity. You know, spiritual prosperity. We want to see fruits being born.
Amen.
All right? Jesus said, I am the vine.
That's right.
And you are the branches.
Yes.
And the branch bears record of the vine because it draws its energy and life from the vine. Let's get the principle now. He says the first vine, the first branch that came from this vine, they wrote a book of Acts behind
that
branch. He says we see the way the Holy Spirit acted in that first church, that church of Pentecost, where there were Stephens and Barnabases that were full of the Holy Ghost. Oh my, and the deeds that they did. Oh my, and they had this supernatural, and they had the voice of God, and they had prophetic utterances that directed the church, and they had the supernatural. It wasn't man operating a church, but it was God operating a church, which is what we've lost in this day, amen, because we've got our own program, and we've got our own church order, amen, we've got our own book of doctrines, you know, we've got our dogmas and our creeds, amen, we just call them another name, we call them message. Amen. And there's no room, there's no opportunity or foothold for God to come and correct and teach and bring us up higher because there's no submission in the people. They become like Paul said, exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations. Oh my. You agree with that? All right. But so if we can get away from that. Get away from this false vine, this manufactured fruit, this hybrid thing, and get back to the original where it had nothing to do with the branch, but the branch was tapped into a life flowing, amen, flowing through the vine.
Hallelujah.
And they wrote a book of Acts behind that branch. Amen. So the principle that we must take home tonight, amen, is that it has nothing to do with anything we can produce, anything that we can work up. And being in the spirit is not something that we work up.
Right.
And it's not something that we kind of fight our way into. It's not something we sing up, pray up, fast up. But it's something that comes, amen, through a unity, a harmony, a communion,
amen,
a marriage, a oneness, amen, with his spirit.
Amen.
And he says, we believe that if this, amen. We believe that if this original vine ever puts forth another branch, they'll write another book of Acts behind it because it's the same life that's in the vine.
Amen.
Amen. He says, we believe. That's me and Brother Branham. How about you?
Amen.
If this original vine will ever put forth another branch, amen, which it has put forth in this day, but people have become discontented with the way that God works.
takes his time. There's a growth. Amen. There's a leadership.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
There's a coming to humility. Look at Moses. There was a breaking.
Right.
And we come through these things. Amen. And if we cut, but by his spirit, by his anointing, amen, we can overcome them all.
Right.
Hallelujah. But people get impatient.
Yes.
Oh my.
Yes.
People say, where is the promise of his coming?
Amen.
Where is the promise of his coming? Didn't Brother Branham say that? Did he say this? All we see is a bunch of churchianity. All we see is hypocrites. All we see, right, looking in the wrong places.
That's right. Absolutely right.
Looking in the wrong places. We can't work up those acts of God.
No.
They come naturally.
That's right.
Naturally through his life and spirit in us.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Right. So we can't have the kind of Holy Ghost where we went to a camp meeting necessarily and jumped and shouted and screamed and sang, amen. That's the atmosphere of the Holy Ghost, but we know that we've got to press beyond all those things.
Yes.
Amen. Beyond the emotion. Amen. Yes. Beyond the fleshly, amen, experience, beyond the human spirit experience. Amen. There's got to be another spirit. Amen. To come and take hold in the soul.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. A new identity, a new birth. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Because, let's see if this is a quote. Yeah, he says, no matter how saintly you are.
Yes.
See, looking
yes.
at,
preach,
now look what he's correcting. Looking at carnal fruit.
Yes.
Right? No matter how saintly you are, how godly you are, how much of a minister
yes.
or a lay member, whatever
that's
you
right.
are, you'll never be able to get anywhere with God. This is in the Sun Church Age. Till you get in the Spirit.
Amen. Right? That's right.
Till we get in the Spirit, we will never get anywhere.
Yes.
In fact, because outside that spirit, when it's our own works, when it's our own efforts, what is it? It's pride in our
yes,
own ability.
Pride.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And God,
amen.
The Bible says God resists the proud,
yes.
but his grace is to the humble.
Yes.
Amen. So the more that we try, amen, the more that we try to puff ourselves up, the more that we try to be saintly.
Yes.
And we work at being holy and godly and a good minister and a good lay member. And the more that works we put into it, amen, the more we're just resisting God's plan. No wonder we don't see fruit.
Yeah.
Right.
No wonder we don't see growth. No wonder people fall away.
Yeah.
Get in the Spirit. Amen. And he says, you'll never be able to get any with God until you get in the Spirit. All right? Now, he's correcting all this side of just legalist side of the church. Now he's
right.
turning to the Pentecostals and says this.
Yes.
He says, that's right. Now, I don't mean get in emotion.
That's right.
Amen.
I don't mean get in emotion. I mean get in the Spirit. Amen.
Yes.
He says, you get in emotion, you'll do anything.
That's right.
Amen. But when you get in the Spirit, you see things.
Yes.
Amen. That's right.
Yes.
Amen. So that's why, it seems like we will fall to one side or the other. And when there's a beautiful balance that's been presented to us, he said,
yes.
you know, we don't have to work it up through good works, amen, through paying tithes, through mission work, or witnessing, amen, and we don't have to scream it up, or shout up, or dance it up, or anything, but we have been given access,
yeah.
amen, to a little hidden room, to an inner place, amen, behind an inner veil where we can come into rest, amen, and we can be restored to a personal, individual communion and harmony with God, amen, that will produce all of these things. Right, then you can shout, then you can really scream and dance, amen, and have a good time with the Lord, because in your heart, amen, there's come a rest, there's come a revelation, there's come a knowing of faith, amen, in victory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, but we default, our default stance is to go right into the acts. Amen. And try to pray something down and scream something down or any of these things. And when the word, what the word is trying to tell us is get in harmony with the Spirit.
Yeah.
I had a brother tell me the other day, I can't remember who it was, but he says, you know, it was my friend Zach. He says, it seems like trouble comes and we'll do everything else and then pray.
Sure.
And then we ought to get down and pray first.
That's
yeah.
right.
Why? Because get in the Spirit. Now we see what it means to get in the Spirit. It's not about working up some kind of atmosphere, right? Not shouting it up, screaming it up, praying it up, crying it up, any of those things, any emotional kind of thing, which is a way that we've been kind of raised to do it, right?
Right?
The Word will correct those things, and then those denominational things.
correct us and we say, no, it's not that. It has nothing to do with what you're doing. He said, you'll stop, and instead of going right into acts, instead of leaping into action, get in the Spirit. Go to prayer. Go to communion with God. Amen. Like the Bible says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Now, that's not like whistling in a graveyard, trying to cheer yourself up, right? Trying to comfort yourself and trying to drown out all the doubts. But it's just, you know what it is? It's not even worrying about your circumstance now. It's not even looking at all the things coming at you. Not looking at the obstacle you must overcome, but just saying, glory to God. Glory in the Lord anyway. Amen. No matter what comes, I'll praise him. I'll thank him. I'll worship him. I'll just be in communion with my Lord. Amen. I'll just tell him that I love him. I'll tell him I trust him. Amen. And I'll just wait on God to bring the leadership. Wait on God to bring the revelation. And when the revelation takes hold, now you might have to wait a while. You might have to wait on God's timing. But the time will come when God will anoint his word.
Amen.
And it's just like the prophet Todd. He said, every promise here has been paid for 2,000 years ago. It was paid for. It's yours. You've got a right to it. You're just, but you're waiting. You're waiting on God's appointed time. And he doesn't always come when we want him, but he's always right on time. Amen. Amen. We've got to be in harmony with God. Amen. God's trying to produce a church, and he's not trying to produce a bunch of super Christians that are going to jump around and leap around, and tear the devil to pieces, and be these great warriors and go and empty out hospitals and walk on water. You could do those things.
Right.
You could do those things. Right. But see, God's not trying to create this race of super warriors in the natural. Amen. It's not what God is trying to do. Amen. God's not looking, for a bunch of... God didn't come in our day looking for a church that would be a buddy, a best friend, and to go have adventures with and party and run around and have a lot of fun and have a lot of excitement. God is looking for a bride.
Right.
He's looking for something deeper, amen, than just producing acts.
Right.
The acts will follow this. The acts will follow, amen, this branch that is one with the vine in life. One in spirit. God is looking for oneness. Do you believe that? He's looking for a marriage with his church today where it goes beyond what we see on the outside. It goes beyond what we think should be in the flesh. It goes beyond everything that's human.
Amen.
Amen. And it taps into the simplicity of a new birth, the simplicity of a baptism of the Holy Ghost where our nature, dies and is regenerated into his nature. One with him in spirit.
Yes.
And that in that simple, quiet, humble little invisible union.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Amen. That's the goods.
Amen.
Amen. And when that has been established, amen, then there's no need for us to worry about whether we can work anything up, because now we're living in the spirit. We are right. We are doing all things through Christ in us. Amen.
Amen.
And then we can be. Then we can be restored to that Pentecost, original Pentecost church. Amen. But see, there's a restoration more. See that now that the Pentecostals, they could see back and say, oh yeah, God's restored us back to this Pentecostal church and we'll be students and Barnabases and Paul and we'll do the Acts and we'll do all these things. And that's wonderful. That is part of it. But that is not the main objective, but that is the result of a restoration that goes past Pentecost and back to Eden. Amen. Where God comes to his children.
Amen.
Amen. And speaks lip to ear. They are one with him. They are perfect in his image, in his likeness. And it's the perfect manifestation of Christ, of God, the fullness of the Godhead.
My
revealed. Oh, my.
Amen. Amen.
See, a nature.
Yeah.
More than the works. Because the works get imitated all the time.
Yeah.
Right? And the works. See, there are many spirits in this day, and people get under this spirit or that spirit. They get under the Holy Spirit, and they'll produce a lot of works. Amen. But that's why Brother Branham said, for the children here, Brother Branham made a statement, it'll shake you if you, without understanding. He said, you can be filled with the Holy Ghost every day of your life.
Right.
Right? Right? Yeah. Or maybe he said, baptize the Holy Ghost. You could have the baptism of the Holy Ghost every day of your life and go to hell.
God, and you know, we can be under the influence,
yes,
of His Spirit.
Right.
Of the
right.
Holy Spirit.
Yes,
but see, it's more than just getting under the, you know, just being under the influence.
Right.
Just being drunk in the Spirit. I've seen people drunk in the Spirit and leave the building and just as great as sinners they were when they came in.
Yeah.
Because
right.
what is lacking is that there's a nature in there that's human. There's a nature in there that's fallen, it's corrupted, it's never been replaced.
That's right.
It. So see, it's not enough just to go and say, God, I'm getting into the spirit of this meeting, and I'm jumping and shouting and screaming because all the other people are jumping and shouting and screaming. Right? And see, it's not just letting other people rub off on you, right? But see, there's got to be something happening in your heart.
Yeah.
Where you're saying, God, that there's a moment of, I just feel led to share this. Alright, when I was baptized with Holy Ghost, it was a Believer's Youth Camp, 12 years old, the little kids' church. And like I said, you know, I remember being there, knowing that I needed it. There was this little white clear bed, still there. And I remember, and I remember beating that bench with my kids, like I had to beat the Holy Ghost out of that bench, because I didn't understand. See, there's a desperation.
Right.
And see, that's why I've seen young people destroyed. Just destroy, because they'll be in a meeting, right? And they'll be under the influence of the Holy Ghost,
yeah,
and they'll say, didn't I dance? Didn't I shout? Didn't I scream? And then I went home and nothing was given to me.
Right.
Because what was lacking is, you were almost there. You were there in that place of desperation. You were there in the right atmosphere for something to happen. But what is lacking is the moment of surrender.
Amen.
Yes. The moment of surrender, when I came to my heart, I said, God, I need you more than anything else, and I'm willing to give this up, willing to give that up, willing to give up anything I have, willing to serve you, do what you want me to do. See, I'm willing, not my will, but thy will be done.
Yes.
See, when that comes, where you've given God the right, you've given God the right to come in and tabernacle there, and that's when, and you know, still struggling, my spirit saying, is it for me, is it not, then comes the moment. After that surrender, then comes the moment of revelation where God reveals, He says, it's all you've got to do is think of it.
Yeah. Right
now, I've read that. I grew up in the message hearing that over and over and over and over and over again, but it was just like the prophet said, till I got in the Spirit and then received revelation that the promise was to me.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Then it produced the results. Then it produced the new birth. Amen. Then Nathan Erickson died, and Jesus Christ was born. Now see, where are you living at? You're not tossed to and fro anymore.
Right.
Amen. Because you're not going to church Sunday and Wednesday for a pick-me-up.
That's right.
Right? Because you've got the very life that you're feeding on tonight. You're going to go home. You're going to wake up in the morning, and you will be in contact, in communion, and under the influence of the same life. Amen. And it abides with you, and it never leaves you. Amen. And it's there. Amen. But when we're allowing all these other spirits and all these other influences of our day to get in there, amen, and have an effect, have an influence on us, amen, then He can't work. Then He has no room to work. Amen. So what is it? Now where do we come to now? To have the good things of God, to have the supernatural, to have the book of Acts written behind us as a church, to grow, amen, to see more expression of gifts, to every good thing. He said, every good thing that comes to us, it comes first by getting in the Spirit.
Amen.
By getting in the Spirit. See, we've got it in the room. We've got a place. We've got a throne room here.
Yes.
Now, see, we're not going to camp. We're not going to where God is. Taking him with us.
Right.
And He's always there. See, and you pray. That's what Brother Brown said. Pray to the God inside you. And see, we, because we're not coming under our own identity.
Right.
Right? Because Nathan Erickson died. You're not coming under your own identification. You're not coming under your own righteousness, your own rights, and your own worthiness. But you're coming in His name. And you're coming in somebody's place. Amen. And you're sharing with His glory, sharing with His holiness. By, and you can come in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and with boldness approach His throne.
Yeah.
And we can get in the Spirit. Amen. We have an inner court, a place hidden away from the world and its noise and its voices and its doubts. Amen. And all of its struggles and turmoils. We can get away from all that and get can commune with him.
Yes.
Hallelujah. In the Holy of Holies, where the presence of God dwells.
Yes.
Where God abides continually.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The place where he hid his name.
Yes.
Oh, my. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank
Amen.
You.
So we'll never see the supernatural in our day if we're going through the motions of a religious tradition and a message tradition and all the things. Yeah, see, sometimes we got to take all the things we've been taught and we just got to put it aside and let God take you from square one, if that's what it takes. Amen. And build it up, amen, out of, on the basis of revelation.
Yes.
Build it on Christ.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not just Christ the letter word, but Christ the spirit word. Amen.
Yes,
when it comes, oh my, when it's the result, not of a seminar, not of a Sunday
Hallelujah.
School, not of an intellectual sermon, but when it comes, amen, my, when it's God coming with a still small voice.
Amen.
Amen. To whisper in the ear of his beloved.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. Then that kind of a word, that kind of a living word, amen, a word that's not just letters anymore, it's not just a carnal thing, not something you've been taught, but something you know because God told you so, amen, and you can rest on that. It brings a rest, amen, amen. That's why the whole of, that's why he said that's just being a Christian, being in the Spirit, that's the whole thing of being a Christian,
amen,
because what is it? The whole Christian experience, the prophet said, is based on rest. It's based on rest, the finished work, the blood of Calvary's Lamb has been purchased for you. You've got the rights. Amen. But and once we can get in the Spirit and have a revelation that will anoint that bill of rights, it'll enforce that bill of rights.
Yes, sir.
We'll see the results. Amen. And we won't have to rely on our ability
That's
to work it up.
Oh,
we won't have to worry about when we fail, when we stumble, when we make mistakes. Because it is not I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me.
Amen.
Because my nature and my will, amen, and all the corruptness and all the unworthiness attached to that human name,
amen.
It died with him on the cross, crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Only God, see, only God can quicken his word to life. Amen. People have tried and tried. They've taken this book. Amen. Even in the letter of this word, there's power in this book. And people use it to abuse. They've used it to control. My, even message people, message ministers have used it. My, and they've let people down. Amen. They've used it like they've bashed people over the head with it, taken it into their own hands, made a mess of it. What of it? Amen. If we can get beyond trusting in a man to take these things, amen, and realize that God is the master of his word.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Everything that we have need of, it doesn't come by effort. It doesn't come by works. Every good thing, amen, comes by getting in his spirit.
Yes.
By surrender.
Yes.
Amen. By harmony.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother Man, talking about Paul being bit by the serpent, he said the very Holy Spirit that made the heavens and earth had that man so charged with his power till that the death and that fang of the serpent wouldn't even go into his body.
Right.
Because his whole body was full of spirit, just the same as it's full of blood. But that Paul, amen, and every believer, amen, that's in the spirit, every believer that's born again, there's just as much spirit of God in that body as there is blood.
Yeah.
Amen. God's in total control of it.
Yeah.
Amen. He's operating it by his will.
Yeah.
Amen. All humanity, all human ideas and thoughts and will has been put into submission. All imaginations cast down.
Yeah.
All human thoughts surrendered to God.
Yeah.
Amen. And there's harmony. Oh, hallelujah. He says the thing that serpent wouldn't even go into his body because his whole body was full of spirit, the same as it's full of blood. And every little cell of blood is a life. Every little cell of blood is life, and there you are, all charged, full of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Why, certainly they walked on water. They've done great miracles and so forth. Why? How? Amen. Why did they do the great miracles? Because they were so perfectly in harmony with God. Oh my, I think that song, it's not in trying, but in trusting.
Yes.
Not in running, it's in resting.
That's right.
Man, this whole Christian experience is based on rest.
Amen.
Oh my, don't fret, don't worry. Oh my, don't be talking.
amen, until we can get back to that. Until we can get back to that. We'll never see the supernatural all day, going through the motions of our religious tradition.
Sure.
Right, we'll never, you know, we'll never be message enough to produce what we're looking for in this day. We'll never be message enough. We'll never be good enough. We'll never know enough.
Truth.
Right. But it'll come. But that short, quick word, that third pull, amen, that revealing of the Lord in the bride body, all those things that we've been promised, they'll come, and they won't come. Oh my, for the prophet said, if God ever sends his power on the church, he said, it'll be grace, not the obedience of the people. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter how much we fail, how many mistakes do we make. Amen. But God is the master of his word. God said it, and it's God's obligation and his duty and his pleasure to fulfill it. Hallelujah. Only God can quicken his word to life. Hallelujah. If we're trusting in ourselves to figure it out and try to operate the mechanics, we're totally lost.
That's right.
Hallelujah. But if we could just surrender all. Just surrender all. Like, Brother Andrew, talking about that wonderful pastoral message, talking about, you know, when God comes, God leaves, God tries to bring something to pass, we fight it. We're always looking at saying, God, look at it. I can't do this.
Right.
That's the whole point.
That's right. That's
exactly right. Oh, my. You know, somebody gave me advice about preaching when I first started out. It's just the best thing probably anybody's ever told me. So, I believe it was the prophet that said it. He said, the best thing to do is just relax.
That's right.
So I'll get out, I'll pace around, I'll go to the bathroom 6 times. Whatever it takes to relax, you know. Brother Brandon would get up before thousands of people, and he talked for 30 minutes about, like, the buffet they went to the night before, and the old friend, and hunting stories, and all these things. And you're like, man, I'm almost to work, and he hasn't even started. Why? Because he had to come to a place where he was relaxed and not dwelling in the mind, but allowing God to usher him in to the atmosphere of his Holy Spirit. So that he could have vision.
Yes.
Where there is no vision, the people can't. That we've got to be in the Spirit. Is that clear?
Yes,
is that clear? His word's so simple. It's so simple. His mechanics are so beautiful, but so simple. And it's not our dynamics to operate it, but it's Christ in the beginning. Just, you know, we got to take all the humanity out of the picture. All the humanity out of the equation. The more that we let go, the more we relax, the more we surrender. Oh my, the more we allow God to do what he said he would do.
Yeah, right.
He never asked us to do anything but stand ye still.
Yeah.
Amen. And see the salvation of the Lord.
Glory to God.
Ye shall not need to fight in this battle.
Amen.
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 Time and time again, he proved himself to be faithful. He proved himself to be in control. Now, you know, it's just on our end, without that trust, we don't know what's going on. Cheyenne and I were reading in the book of Matthew, the daily devotion one day, and the first and second chapter, and I'm like, man, look at this. You know, can you imagine being poor Joseph, and God's like, oh, get up, go to Egypt. Oh, not Egypt anymore, go to Galilee, go to Bethlehem, go here, go there. And you know, and Joseph's like, all right, we're going to Egypt.
Right.
All right, get on the donkey, we're going back to Bethlehem. And you know, but all the things that he had to do, even though Joseph didn't know what was going on, Mary didn't know what was going on, but it says in the scripture, they went here, amen, that this scripture might be fulfilled.
Yeah.
And they went here, that this scripture, and see, and look at Joseph, the perfect. Oh, my brother Edisco preached this one time. I love it. He said Joseph was the perfect type, the perfect representation of Christ. But you look at his life and look at Joseph, and you know, his brothers are selling him out, and he's getting drug off to Egypt, he's getting thrown in prison, amen, and things are going well, and then everything falls apart again. And from Joseph's point of view, do you think he was perfectly fulfilling Christ? Do you think he knew? He had no vision, no understanding of the honor and the glory, amen, that he had in life to be typifying these things.
Sure.
Amen. He didn't know that he was fulfilling Christ.
Right.
Amen. He didn't know he was revealing Christ. Amen. At that time. Amen. And we have been given such a clear picture.
Yeah.
How much easier ought it to be for us to trust God?
Amen.
But, you know, we got to be believers. We're believers after the faith of Abraham. round up his family, says, I don't know where we're going, but God said we're going. So load up the camels, round up the sheep, we're heading out. Because God said, it takes a trust. It takes a faith, and faith works by love. So that love relationship with God, it gives a confidence.
That's it.
That's what we're looking for. Oh my, faith is another thing that we make so complicated.
Yeah.
You know, I'm over time. Am I going to go longer?
Amen.
All right. Now, faith, I was thinking the other day, meditating on so much of what we call faith is superstition.
Yeah.
It's superstition. Yeah. You know, because we've got all these things, that, all different things the prophet said to do in this situation, that situation. We've taken all these things And what is exactly that's going into the acts without getting in the spirit of it, right? And so, and you say, okay, well, I got the sniffles, but I can't claim it, so I'm gonna tell everybody, you know, if I tell like 10 people that I'm feeling fine today, then my confession will produce it. It's not faith; it's superstition. You're trusting in some kind of a abracadabra kind of mechanic, amen, to get you out of the trouble that you're in, amen. When we get out of these things by the promises God made and He paid for, amen. And if we wait on God for revelation, it will produce it.
Amen.
It will produce it. One time I was working on the job, and when I was at the airport, and there was this little bag, this little tiny bag coming down the belt. I had to throw it apart. I said, "Well, it's a little tiny bag." So, and it was like 100 pounds because people load these things. So anyway, and you know, I threw my back out, and we had a big workload that night, and I'm just like, "Oh Lord, I'm gonna be famous tonight unless you do something." And I just start, and right away the mind goes.
Yeah.
Like, oh, God said He's here. Like, all right, so, wouldn't it be great if I just would pray and say in the name of Lord Jesus and put this tingle rope on my back and be all God? Then all of a sudden I realize, you know, put it out of your mind. Don't worry about how He's gonna do it.
Right.
Believe that He said He would do it.
Amen.
So you know what I did? And I just started singing. I just started singing, He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. By His stripes, I'm healed. Just singing to myself, singing to the Lord, worshiping the Lord, not worrying about it. You know, it was like two flights later, and I all of a sudden straightened up and realized, my back has been fine this whole time. You know, thank you, Lord, because what was it? You know, it wasn't a superstition. Right, and it wasn't like some kind of charm against the enemy that I was trying to work on. It was taking God at His word.
Amen.
That doesn't come. You can't be taught that. It comes by relationship.
Because
faith is not this great, complicated, powerful, worked up thing. Right? It's not something we can scream up, shout up, cry up, pray up, any of these things. Work up. Right? Faith is just confidence in God.
Amen.
Take Him at His word. He said, only believe, only believe, only believe. And I don't know how He could have made it more simple to us, but we take it and we blow it up into this thing that we can't have.
Right.
We elevate it to this thing that we can never get into when God gave it to you.
Amen.
God will prove Himself. He'll give us faith, but over and over and over again, He'll keep His word.
Amen.
If you'll get in the Spirit. Amen. Ask God to reveal it. Ask God to provide it by revelation.
Yes,
ask God to anoint His word and then wait on God.
Yes,
wait on God. That's the hard part.
Amen.
So help us, Lord. Hallelujah. Just trust that's a help and encouragement to you tonight.
Amen.
Amen. That we're not relying on anything of ourselves. Amen. But the whole Christian experience is based on this.
Yeah.
Amen. So, you know, we just want to pray tonight, God, fill us. Lord Jesus, Father, I love Your word, Father. I love Your word, Father, because the more that we look into Your word, Father, and look into the promises that You made, that the more revelation that we can receive, Father, that we don't have to worry so much. We don't have to work so hard. We don't have to put so much effort into things, Father, but we can rest in the things that You provided by the blood of Calvary, Father. Lord, You purchased all these promises for us. Father, You sent a prophet. You vindicated that prophet. And Lord, You moved on him to speak of a bride church to come that would be an invincible army. She would do the greater works. Father, that she would be Christ revealed in flesh again. And so, Father,
fearing, Father. Help us to stop wrestling with these things and just rest in the knowledge, in the faith of the fact, Father, that you're the master of your word. You will interpret your word. We don't have to think and worry about how it's going to be, how it'll be in my life, what I have to manifest, Father. Oh, it shouldn't even enter our mind, Father, but by a personal relationship, by the anointing, by the confidence that comes through a divine love with Jesus Christ. Oh my, the kind of love where I am my beloved's and he is mine, Father. In that oneness, in that harmony, and through that unity, and through that surrender, and through that, that union, Father, you will produce all these things. We just yield ourselves, Father, believing, Lord, that you will keep your word. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We dedicate these things to you, Father. May it be ever on our hearts and on our minds.
Jordan, you've died to yourself. You've been changed from on high. The Holy Ghost doesn't just anoint you and you feel good and you go back to the same old life, but something took place on the inside and you're not the same person. So I just want to ask you, evaluate your heart. Don't worry about your neighbor right now. You worry about yourself and God. I just listened to a message today. What seest thou, Elijah? And it was about Elijah having the juniper tree. He had a place of refuge he could go to. Brother Ram talked about his cave that he could go to and get away from everything else. But he said, you don't have to have a cave. You have a place just in your mind where you can go and just spend with God. So right now, whatever that is in you, you go to that place where you literally are only with Jesus. And I ask you, if your heart condemns you, you don't have to leave that way today. Maybe someone to raise your hand and say, Father God, forgive me. Change me. Mold me. Make me. I'm sorry for what I've been. Make me what I ought to be. Would you raise your... Defy gravity. Tell the devil what side you're on. I ain't trying to make you get convicted. If you are, you confess it now. Let the Holy Spirit take it away. Let the blood wash it. It won't even be in God's memory no more. You got to believe that now. When you confess it, it's done. It's gone. You can bring it from your heart and confess it. He's faithful and just to forgive us. Father, leave you. God bless each hand tonight. Oh, the Holy Spirit's so close. Father, leave you. Father, Hallelujah. If there's any others that are Christians, you just say, Father, can I have a fresh feeling tonight of the power of God? Lift your hands to Him and expect it. We need to stop just, well, maybe I got filled again. No, I know I was filled again with the Holy Ghost tonight. I know that burden that was on me is gone. I'm free in the name of Christ. That's how we should leave. Praise God. Keep praising. Keep worshiping. Don't stop short. You worship God with all your heart. Go up into that heavenly place and stay up there. You don't have to drop down. You don't have to cut yourself short. That's the devil. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know what to tell you if you're not in the Spirit now. He's here. He is here now, closer than He could ever be. He sticks so close, closer than our brother. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise be to God. Don't limit the Holy One. That's what Israel got in trouble for. He thought he could only save him. He could only deliver. He can do all things that he says he can. And if you got a stronghold, you need to let the devil get out. Let the Holy Spirit take preeminence. Oh, praise be to God. Praise be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, just worship Him now. Thank Him for it. Oh, praise God. That's it. That's it, brother, sister. We're in the Spirit. This is the time to take the Word and apply it as the Spirit gives you utterance. Hallelujah. Oh, praise His glorious name. Praise His glorious name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Believe now. Have perfect faith. What God said He's able to perform. Oh, praise be to God. Praise be to God. Just want to continue to let the Holy Spirit deal this way with every heart. I want to open up the opportunity. If you'd like to come forward for prayer, you're more than welcome to do so. But what I want from you before, if it's the Holy Spirit leading you, you need to have the vision in your mind that you're walking up a sick person, you're walking up a distraught person, but you will walk away well, or don't come up here at all. Don't waste your time. Believe that. Is there anyone who'd like to come forward? You can do that. If not, just stay. You can meet the Lord right there at your seat. Don't limit Him. He is so close. Oh, God, open our eyes. Open our eyes, Lord. Don't doubt, church. This is not fanaticism. This is Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. You go visit churches. You go visit religious groups. You won't feel this. You won't experience this. Don't cut it short. You're the bride. You're the elect. He's here to have a conference with you. Oh, great, glorious. I'm just going to leave the altar open for a little bit. You worship the Lord, Brother Nathan. Go ahead and worship anyway. You want to sing, you want to praise, you want to pray, you do what you feel led to right now.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
doubt, my fear. I'm surrendering it all tonight, Lord. Worshiping to earn it. Worship it because he already did it. He's worthy of praise. He's already healed you. He's already saved you. He's already delivered you. Hallelujah. Oh, praise his glorious name. Thank you, Jesus. You're worthy, Father. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Jesus, Lord. I feel to do that. Just worship. Just praise. Don't wait for some other thing. Just do what's on your heart.
Yeah.
Oh, glory to God. You're the same yesterday, today. Oh, glory to God.
Glory to thy name.
Hallelujah.
We love you, Lord Jesus. Your mercy and grace. Glory, honor.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, blessed God. You're worthy, Father. You're worthy, Jesus. We worship. We lift you up, Father. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, my. Thank you for your presence, Lord. Oh, let your word go forth, Father. May it accomplish what you have for life. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Oh, my. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, thank you, Jesus. I want to. Dad, let's just play that. Let's just pray once more. And you go ahead and pray your own way. You talk to the Lord. I'll lead in prayer. You seek him now. Heavenly Father, we love you, Lord. More than anything, we want you to know that we love you and that we appreciate you, Lord. And no matter what would come, what would go, Lord, we're here for the long haul. We fell in love, Lord. And there's nowhere else to go. As Peter said, where else could we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we're convinced, Father. I believe I'm in a group of people that have the same confession I do, Lord. We believe your word, Father. Whatever faith we've had, Lord, we want to come up higher. We want to believe more. We don't want to have any doubt. We don't want to have any giants left in our land. But we want to take out every single one of them as the Spirit leads us. You gave us total victory, and we believe that today, Lord. I pray for the children of God that in the name of Jesus Christ, that each infirmity would be delivered. Satan, you take your hands off the children of God tonight. May they go free. You're a squatter, you're a liar, and you have no power. In the name of Jesus Christ, we rebuke you. Leave this people tonight. You devils of fear that have held the people back, we rebuke you. Leave in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we love you. We appreciate you, Lord. We're just here to show you we adore you. We yield ourselves, Father. Not just tonight, our whole lives, Father. May you receive the glory and praise. May we live in the Spirit. May we walk in the Spirit. May people see our lives and see the seal of God coming and going. May we be that salt of the earth that they'll thirst after it. And they can find this well of water that we have found. You told the woman at the well that there you'd have to drink and get thirsty, but not the water that he was given. We're happy to know you've given that to us tonight. We thank you and praise you for your Spirit. We thank you for your healing, your virtue, your power. But more than anything, we thank you just for you. Thank you for being who you are, Lord. Thank you for loving us when nobody would. And thank you for saving us when nobody else could. We appreciate you, Father, and we ask this prayer to be so in that unfailing name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Now this is where he has the preeminence, so let's just, I'm going to do this. If you've got to go, I understand that, and I want to respect that tonight. You can be dismissed. Go in the fear of God. But I still do believe with all my heart the Holy Spirit is still working tonight. If you're that person that has a need, he paid for our needs. He gave a lot that we wouldn't have him anymore. He wants to bless you more than you want to receive him. Can you believe that tonight? That the great Creator became your Savior. That all God's fullness was in him. And all that was in Christ now dwells in every one of your hearts. Praise his glorious name. Let's just worship and praise him now.
Ever, ever I the Lord.
Worship and praise.
I want to live the way he wants me to live. I want to live until there's just no more to
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes.
Whoa.
give the Lord. Let's just worship and praise. Just worship, praise, praise Him. Worship Him. Hallelujah. Thank you for His goodness. Thank you for His goodness. Thank you. Glory. Why do you want to leave? You know, this is where we're going. When I go to heaven, I expect to be in the presence of God. And I want to stay there. I don't want to get tired. I don't want to worry about anything else. I'm just going to be in the presence of God, and I'm going to have a good time with Him.
Amen.
Amen. We're now here benefactors of a down payment that we can now enjoy in the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Brother Nathan, I don't hope this is okay with you, but I've been preaching on Ephesus. I don't know. You know, sometimes preachers might snoop out my sermons. I'm getting to think it's not really that way. How many knows what verse I stopped at Sunday?
Yes.
Verse 17.
Yes.
What verse do you think he started at?
Yes.
Verse 18.
Yes.
And I couldn't think, how can I, because I wanted to get to whatever Paul talks about, wives and husbands and things. I felt like I need to preach on that, but I'm like, Lord, there's this in between here. Mind, I'm going to put this in the series. Is that okay? Because I think that's where it belongs.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Great. I just so appreciate the Lord. As I'm sure you could tell even when I came up here at the beginning and things, that it's just good to see the Lord come around and say what He had to say.
Yes.
That all things work together for good. If we'll just believe, it's all hitting right on, right on. Just listen to what the Spirit says. Your flesh will tell you it's wrong.
Right.
The flesh profits nothing. And when Jesus said that, nothing meant nothing.
Amen.
For the Spirit is alive, is quick. Hallelujah. So it's good to be in the house of the Lord. I think before we go, we can just give one more big hand clap for praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Now be spiritual now. Don't just get out of the spirit when you leave the door. Stay in the spirit.
Yeah.
The prophet said a man can get in that place with God to where the devil don't know what to do with him.
Amen.
And that's where I want to be.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. And it's possible or he wouldn't have said it. Jesus said, be perfect as your Father in heaven is, and that's possible. Why? We're in His Spirit.
Amen.
Perfect. Amen. Well, I'm going to let you be dismissed tonight. I'm going to let that go and think I've got brothers here praying and things. I don't want to dishonor that. If you go out, try to be as quiet as you can. I understand we're right there, and it's a little difficult. I wish we had a place to take you all, but just stay in prayer and things like that. You can be dismissed tonight. You can stay, worship, praise, whatever you want to do. Just be in the Spirit. Amen. So God bless you tonight. Go ahead, Dad. Let's just sing.